Yes, I'm very much in agreement with the Charles that we should think of this in the context of a part of the year where time is heavily ritualised, and I was interested in the Turin Mars aspect of it. However, I'd like to argue that the context of the carnival is very distinctly Christian, and this against the tendency which I noticed in the anthropological writing to see it as a Saturnalian survival of something pre-Christian. I'd like to argue that carnival is essentially a Christian festival. It isn't a feast of love like some other feasts, like Corpus Christi say. His reference seems very clearly to be to penance, though the reference is mainly by contrast. It's of course, as Peter and everybody said, it's the opposite of Lent. It's the opposite of the penitential season. What's done in carnival is what is not done in Lent. I think I might put this as strong as possible as in saying that it seems to me to be a festival of the seven deadly sins. It seems to me very specifically to be related to the sacrament of a sacrament of penance and to confession. After all, Shrove Tuesday. Shrove is confession, or Shriving is confession. I notice in Strutt's thing about English folklore that pancake eating in some farms was a kind of present that ploughmen got after they had been to confession. At least that's how I understood his reference. And I see two or three consequences of this. I see a liturgical connection. The confession of sins, originally public confession, liturgically should take place at the beginning of Lent and not, as it did at the end of the Middle Ages, at the end. The shifting of the confession of sins from the beginning to the end of Lent was a kind of anti-liturgical movement which was clearly connected with the development of private or ritual confession, which after 1215, the legislation which required annual private confession seems to have taken place in the beginning of Holy Week, but in principle it should have taken place at the beginning of Lent and to have been followed naturally by the penitential season, which will then prepare for the communion of Easter. Now, I was extremely interested in looking at the dictionary evidence that we've given to see the dating of the word carnival. It seems to appear in the 11th and 12th centuries, and I do note that this is precisely the dating for the passage from a public confession of sins to a private confession of sins, and I would be inclined to offer the hypothesis that the emergence of carnival is something to do with a sacramental association which has shifted the confession of sins from the beginning of Lent and from the public ritual to the end of Lent and the private one. I would explain on this grounds Peter Burke's problem about the trial, condemnation and execution of carnival. He confesses his sins, and I must say, in all the films I saw, that the execution of a a person convicted of over ritual object or objective quasar person convicted of sin seem to me an essential part of the whole operation. I would also interpret the particular illustration we had of the wearing of sheet as a residue of puppet penance, and I think a good deal of the animal side of the bulls and pigs would seem to refer to sin, and the both in the aggressive sense, bulls, and in the sexual or gluttony sense, pigs. I'd go on to argue that apart from this liturgical connection, there is a social connection, which I find particularly in Julian's discussion of the carnival in the Spanish village. I used what you said, that what is essentially brought up at the carnival is the totality of the offences committed in the community in the course of the year, which become the result of the object of public ridicule, satire, objection, and general complaint. Now, I think it is extremely interesting in connection with the sacrament of penance that one thing we do know is that that it was an ingrained habit of the average, certainly rural person, when confronted with the sacrament of penance, to produce other people's sins and not his own. And as this was an annual event, I can't help feeling that there is a distinct connection between this annual bringing up of social faux pas or evils and the popular understanding of the annual confession, or what I've called elsewhere annual settlement of social accounts. I don't want to talk about that, but there are, I think the mask I would interpret as a way of accusing without being known or visible. I think it's interesting, and I would also be inclined to associate the anonymity of the mask with the later anonymity of the confessional, with the thing between the priest and the penitent. I'd also treat in this sense the distinct characteristic which I had noticed from several discussions, the absence of privacy which obtained in the carnival, those who were representing the satire or as the modern community were allowed to go anywhere inside, that the whole inside houses, that the whole community was open and exposed to view the dark corners became light. Now, these were the thoughts that I had before I saw the film this afternoon. I just add that there is when I thought that, it wasn't clear to me whether one should quite regard the carnival as a mimicry of public confession or as a residue of the absence of it. But I did note Natalie Davis's piece about Chauvin, is that mock confession was certainly in some instances in France a common feature of Chauvin. But just finally, what I got from seeing the film, now I thought the French one seemed to me to be a very clear illustration of the kind of thing I was trying to say, and one specific point about the music. Now, when they were going around, there was this band playing, and they were on the lower, and But about halfway through, I began to play a hymn tune, which I know from my upbringing. It's a hymn tune to words of which I think are worth repeating. I'll sing it in this company. I could do it, but it's very mournful and dirge-like hymn. The actual tune is da da dee da 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 dee da da dee da 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 dee da dum, and it goes on like that. And the words of the first verse anyway are, God of mercy and compassion, look with pity upon me. A father, let me call thee Father, it is thy child returns to thee. Jesus, Lord, I ask for mercy, let me not implore in vain. All my sins, I now detest them, never will I sin again. And it goes on like that. This is obviously an English version, but I think the original would probably have been French. So this tune was produced in a procession, and I rather took it that the what they were singing in the actual dance was a kind of mock version of that. I may have been wrong about that. But apart from that, a connection which I thought distinctly significant, the burning of carnivals, which appears both in the French one and the Spanish ones, the association with sin, which appeared to me in the French one and was specifically made in the carnival Lance, the mysterious sins, and that this figure was accused of. My impression after seeing the films was that the thoughts I had had before coming seemed to be really confirmed in a surprising way. So I would rather stress the embodiment of the carnival in the kind of Christian penitential structure.